Greetings, mortal. Did I scare you? I apologize. That was not my intention. I thought it would be wise to check up on you, as it has been a little while since I've shown myself to you. I've seen that your grades have been quite decent. Do you like the college life so far? I see. Good to know that you don't find it horrible at the very least, though I did not come here to talk about your grades and courses. As I have been watching you, I've noticed some things that trouble me. Such as? From the years that I have gotten to know you, it was impossible not to notice your shyness, and this has worried me for a long time. Ever since I decided to watch over you, after your parents' death, I hoped you would come out of your shell more, make more friends, or even other relationships. I believe you would be happier that way. I tried giving advice, talking with you if you desired company, and I guarded your soul from any dangerous entities that tried to prey on it. But alas, mortal, be because of your nature or the tragic accident that led me to you, you are still quite timid after all these years. Yes, I have noticed that you have made some friends in college, but I was wondering about something else. Well, I meant more intimate relationships, such as a lover or girlfriend, perhaps. No need to look surprised. I watch over you all the time, and I know that you are still a virgin and haven't really done anything with a girl yet. Is it perhaps an experience that is discouraging you? Are you afraid of approaching women because you do not know what to do and don't have the confidence? You seem very lonely at times, though you look as if you desire a lover. You do not seem to have the courage to approach women. Well, I think I could perhaps be of assistance, if you would let me. No, I would not mind. This is of course to help you grow as a person, as I have said I want you to grow out of your shell, and if this helps you, then I do not mind. I hope this form is somewhat pleasing to you. I know it doesn't look entirely human, especially the pale skin and the dark eyes, but it resembles a human woman well enough. I'm glad you find me beautiful. I didn't notice you sneaking peeks at me when you got older, but it is nice to hear you actually say it. Now then, shall we get started? Well, how about we start with kissing? It is a common interaction between humans, and since you haven't kissed a girl before, it is probably for the best that we start there. All right, I'm going to sit down next to you on the bed. You can come closer, mortal. I will not bite or reap your soul just yet. You still got quite some time ahead of you. No need to be shy with me. I have watched over you since you were a young boy. That's right. Now I will bring my face close to yours and... Did you like it? That's good to hear. Yes, we can do that again. You still have quite a bit to learn, but we have all the time in the world. Yes, like that. That's good. Please continue. Of course, there is much more to pleasuring a woman than just kissing. Would you like me to teach you? Let me disrobe for you and show you my whole body. I am glad you find my body beautiful as well. My breasts, my ample curves. I see your body's reacting to the sight of my full breasts. You are growing a considerable bulge. Let me free you of your pants and boxers. We won't need those. Oh, mortal. Despite your shy nature, you have no reason to be shy about what you are hiding under your pants. Its size is impressive. We will get to that later. In human sexual relations, foreplay is often an important part of the experience, and thus it would be wise to teach you that as well. Well, you could try touching my breasts, for example. Yes, it's all right. Go ahead, do not be shy. I know that as a reaper, I'm somewhat cold to the touch, but I hope my full soft breasts feel good on your hands. Yes, your hands feel good like that. Though I would advise to stimulate the nipples, as those are sensitive. Yes, like that, mortal. That feels good. Could you please put your mouth on my nipple? Yes, like that. Most pleasurable indeed. Yes, dear mortal. Pinch the other with your fingers. Your tongue feels incredible on my nipple. You seem to catch on well. You seem to be quite gifted with your mouth, my dear mortal. I know of another way you can use it. Let me lie down on the bed and present my pussy, as you humans tend to call it nowadays, to you. I think it would be wise to teach you about giving cunnilingus, and I would be lying if I did not admit that I am curious to see your tongue at work and my pussy. So please, would you go down on me? Oh yes! So vigorous! What you may lack in experience, my dear mortal. You most certainly make up for an eagerness. So enthusiastic. By the heavens. Ah, yes. Do try to focus on the clitoris. It is a woman's most sensitive organ. Yes. That feels most incredible, my dear mortal. Please do not stop. I feel so good. Just like that. Dear mortal, if you keep this up, I think I will reach my orgasm. Please do not stop. Yes, mortal. Oh my, that felt amazing. You most certainly seem to be gifted with that tongue of yours. I really enjoyed that. Let me see if you've remembered how to kiss. Very good. Now, you seem to be learning really well, so let me reward you. It is your turn to lie down. Make yourself comfortable. You feel so hard and aching in my hand. I feel so bad that I waited with pleasuring you for so long. Well, I shall make that up to you now. Yes, my dear mortal. I'm going to put you in my mouth. You most certainly earned it. And I want you to feel as good as you made me feel. Let me lick you from the base up to the head and around. Oh my, you are trembling. Does it feel that good? Let me put it in my mouth then. It will feel even better. sweet mortal. Why you quiver and quake before me. I'm glad that I am able to make you feel this good. And just lay there and take it all in. Let me suck your cock and make you feel good. So rock hard in my mouth. I can feel you're already close to the edge. That is okay. You can come in my mouth. I am going to take you even deeper as you come in my mouth. That is alright. As a reaper, I do not require any air. I can take you as deep as I want. I want you to release your seed. You can let everything go. Yes, dear mortal. Please come. Oh my, mortal, that was a big load. You definitely seem to enjoy that. I confess that I did so myself, watching you engorge in pleasure. Remember to breathe and calm down, mortal. Unlike me, you are dependent on a regular oxygen intake. I am glad that you enjoyed it that much. Let me hold you. It seems you're not completely spent yet. Your cock still seems to remain hard. We could continue this lesson. Would you like for me to take you inside of me? Oh my, such vigorous nodding. Let me straddle myself on top of you. This way, you will not have to do most of the work, with it being your first time. Let me kiss you once again. You have most definitely improved since the beginning of this lesson. Let me take your cock with my hand, line it up and lower myself down. You feel so big inside me. Stretching me from the inside. Let me rock my hips for you. Yes. Dear mortal, you have really exceeded my expectations so far. I have not regretted this in the slightest. Oh yes. Buck your hips up into me. Just like that. Please continue. You've been an excellent student so far. Oh my, this feeling. I grab my breasts and do not forget the nipples. Excellent. Oh boy, the heavens, I just can't anymore. Oh please, just fuck me. I keep bucking up into me while I ride your cock. Yes, my dear mortal. Harder. I keep dazing my nipples like that. You're close. Yes, I am too. Please let us come together. Do not hold back. Let yourself go. Please, my dear mortal. Come with me. Much better than I expected. You made a reaper feel this way. As you can probably feel, you actually managed to warm my cold body up quite significantly. This feeling is very pleasant, actually. It also makes it comfortable to hold you like this, all warm and close together. I believe it would be a wise idea if we continued our lessons in the future. Well, mortal, there are multiple different acts and techniques that we have not even touched on yet. Furthermore, it would help you in building your stamina. We will need a thorough training regimen for you to reach sufficient levels of skill, get familiar with different sorts of ways to pleasure a lover, and to build that stamina up, of course. I should also mention that I did thoroughly enjoy this lesson, and would like it very much if we were to continue this in the future. Good. Then we shall continue tomorrow. There is so much more I want to show you. Until then, goodbye, sweet mortal.